Giulia Vimbrani. Ljubavio tebi so dani
za sveti žrtvenika,
za sveti žrtvenika.
Po ovim darima primi
i nas na nebeski stol,
na svoje srce privini
svu našu radost i
bol, svu našu
izvore vode žive,
tvoje pravo rosinu,
plodove loze i njive, rukama žuljavim brani
svojega srca iša,
s ljubavlju tebi so dani
za sveti žrtvenika,
za sveti
žrtvenika.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of His name, for our good and the good of all His holy Church. Lord, celebrating piously Blessed Virgin Mary, we bring to you the sacrifice of reconciliation as we pray, grant mercifully to your family gifts of unity and peace through Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and ever, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. She is your humble servant. She received your annunciation through the mouth of Gabriel, and in her womb of a virgin she conceived the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. She, faithful mother, fearlessly stood at the foot of the cross on which her Son, worrying about our salvation, reconciled us all with his precious blood. She is the disciple of Christ, the disciple of peace, who, praying with apostles, is awaiting for the promise of Father, the Spirit of unity and peace, love and joy. And therefore, with angels and saints, we praise, singing without ceasing.
Sanctus est Domine fons omnis sanctitatis. Hec ergo dona quesumus spiritus tui rore sanctifica, ut nobis corpus et sanguis fiant Domini nostri Iesu Christi. Qui cum passioni voluntarie traderetur, accepit panem et gratias agens fregit, deditque discipulis suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes. Hoc est enim corpus meum, quod pro vobis tradetur. Simili modo postquam cenatum est, accipiens et calicem, iterum gratias agens, dedi discipulis suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes, hic est enim calix sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, qui pro vobis et pro multis effundetur in remissionem peccatorum, hoc facite in meam commemoratione. Mysterium fidei tae.
The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Slave.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity together with our Pope Francis, our Bishop Ratko, Bishop Henrik, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and in a special way all the priests and nuns that served here through the years, as well as pilgrims who have passed away here, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray.
Spomeni se i ostale naše braće i sestara koji usnuše.
That with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Blaženim apostolima i svima svetima koji su živjeli u tvojoj ljubavi, da te hvalimo i slavimo po Isusu Kristu, tvome Sinu.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnis honor et gloria per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
In Međugorje we have been learning to pray with heart. May this prayer that Lord has taught us come from our hearts, praying in our mother tongues. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. To receive Holy Communion, form lines only along the wider paths facing each other. So all of you around the church, come closer to the church. All of you inside the church, remain there. Priests will bring you communion.